Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
We often hear that athletes in JADCO's registered testing pool, RTP, are required to provide whereabouts information to facilitate testing. Some of the questions frequently asked include,
what is the RTP and how do I know if I'm in it?
What is whereabouts information and what should it entail?
Do I need to provide information on all my activities?
On today's JADCO and You, we discuss whereabouts information and provide answers to these questions and more. The Registered Testing Pool, RTP, is the group of top-level athletes who are subjected to both in- and out-of-competition testing. Athletes will be informed in writing of their inclusion in the RTP. Athletes in the RTP are required to submit information on their whereabouts so they can be easily located for out-of-competition testing. Carrie Brown, Executive Director of JADCO, tells us how this information is stored.
Whereabouts is entered into the anti-doping administration and management system, ADAMS. This database is housed by WADA and run by WADA. The user will get their username and password from their whereabouts custodians. In the case of international level athletes, it would be their international federation. For national level athletes, it would be JADCO. They need to enter a 60-minute period each day between 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. where they'll be available for testing, whether it might be by JADCO or their respective international federation.
Whereabouts information should also include your mailing address, the address of your daily residence, and your regular activities such as training and competition locations and the times you are usually there. Whereabouts information is to be submitted quarterly, and there are strict deadlines for the information to be sent in each quarter. The information must be submitted prior to the start of the quarter. For quarter 1, which runs from January to March, the deadline is December 31. For quarter 2, April to June, the deadline is March 31. The deadline for the July to September quarter is June 30, and for quarter 4, October to December, the deadline is September 30. But what happens if the deadlines are not met?
These deadlines are critical because if you don't submit by the deadline, you could be deemed non-compliant and it could result in a filing failure or a whereabouts failure because you have failed to file.
Additionally, if you are not present at the location indicated in your whereabouts information when the officer comes to test, this constitutes a missed test, which can have serious implications.
It should be noted that a combination of 3 missed tests and or filing failures in a rolling 12-month period may result in an anti-doping rule violation.
Athletes do, however, have recourse if they need to alter their whereabouts information due to unforeseen circumstances.
If after you have filed and you need to change that location for whatever reason, you have up to at least 5 minutes before the hour in which you can specify a new location and time. And we understand that you won't know exactly where you're going to be for a whole quarter. And that is why the system has the flexibility for you to go in on a daily basis and change your whereabouts as you see fit.
Mr. Brown has some tips for athletes who are required to submit whereabouts information and the support personnel who submit the information on the athlete's behalf.
If you're having difficulty in filling out your whereabouts, the whereabouts officer here is more than willing and able to help you. You can call, email, or text. Also, the whereabouts is not only just about that 1 hour window. You should also put in information, for example, your training information, so we can have an idea where you're going to be because we are authorized to test anytime within a 24-hour period. If an athlete lives in a gated community, they must make sure that they have arrangements in place to make access easy for us to come into them so that they don't run the risk of having a missed test.
Have more questions on whereabouts or any other anti-doping issue? Contact JADCO at 929-3500 or visit its offices at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. Feel free to log on to the website jadco.gov.jm or keep up with JADCO via Facebook, YouTube, Twitter or Instagram. That's it for this month's JADCO and You. Till next time, remember, you don't need to dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.